This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced Wednesday the Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The president says that thanks to the efforts of Turkey and support of its Russian and Ukrainian friends, the Black Sea deal has been extended for 2 months. It was initially set to last 120 days from July last year. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest grain exporters. Turkey and the United Nations have been hosting negotiations for the deal's continuance. The Ukrainian government is welcoming the extension, but says Russia must stop using food as a weapon and blackmail.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the U.S. will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying talks with congressional Republicans have been productive. Biden made his remarks as he left for a global summit in Japan. He said he and lawmakers will come together because there's no alternative. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed, though he was more combative, saying Biden had, quote, finally backed off and come to the negotiating table. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan tweeted on Wednesday evening that police had surrounded his house in the eastern city of Lahore. Khan said he expected to be re-arrested soon after the government warned him to hand over supporters who it blamed for attacks in the army. In a live video statement, he said his opponents were out to start a fight between him and the army. This is VOA News. Nigerian police said Wednesday they are searching for the attackers who opened fire on a U.S. convoy on Tuesday, killing consulate staff and two policemen before abducting three other people. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect separatist agitators in the region. Security forces have blamed the indigenous people of Biafra for increasing violence in the southeast. In recent years, the region has seen increased attacks, including many raids on offices of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, in a bid to disrupt elections. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Prince Harry, Meghan, and her mother were pursued in their car by photographers in New York City Tuesday night. Their spokesman calls it near catastrophic. The NYPD called it challenging. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At one point, they ended up at the 19th precinct, where they got into Sukhcharan Singh's cab, who also doesn't call it a chase.
We got blocked by a trash truck, and all of a sudden, paparazzis came out of nowhere and started taking pictures.
He says Harry and Meghan were nice.
They were saying it's kind of crazy and stuff like that.
The cabbie says they asked to go back to the precinct. The ride lasted 10 minutes, and they were generous on a $17 fare.
They gave me a $50. I mean, going around the block, that's more than enough.
The NYPD says they were assisting the private security team, protecting the royals. And there were numerous photographers, but they arrived at their destination. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. appellate judges with a history of supporting abortion restrictions are hearing arguments over access to a drug used in the most common method of abortion. The case is likely to wind up at the Supreme Court. The High Court already intervened to keep the drug mifepristone available while the legal fight winds through the courts. Three Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges were hearing what was expected to be at least 2 hours of arguments Wednesday afternoon. A federal grand jury has indicted a man who is suspected of stealing a pair of famous ruby red slippers worn by Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Federal prosecutors said Terry Martin was indicted Tuesday on one count of theft of major artwork. The indictment alleges in 2005, Martin stole an authentic pair of ruby slippers. The slippers were worn by Judy Garland in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. They were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. The FBI recovered the slippers in 2018. The pair is one of four that Garland wore in the movie. I'm Joe Ramsey.